You began writing about space travel before there was space travel. Now there is.
Right.
What is space travel going to do for man?
Space travel is going to enable us to live forever. That's its most important function. Yes, we wish to guard the gift of life. Kazantzakis puts it very well in his most remarkable book, which no one has read, very few people have read it, The Saviors of God. And in the book he says, God cries out to be saved. We go to save him. That's what space travel is all about. In this part of the universe, God has wakened on this planet and shaped himself the way we are shaped. Mm-hmm. We are the flesh of the universe, which wishes to know itself. Well, that's great. That's responsible. That's beautiful. It's a very nice concept of religion, one I'm very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I like to think of myself as part of the universe waking up and looking around saying, hey, this is remarkable. Look at this. I have all these senses. I'd like to keep this gift going.
You find no conflict between religion and science, then?
Oh, absolutely none. They are the processes they're going through are the two halves of a coin, because everything ends in mystery. I mean, the scientists have theories, and the theologians have myths, and they're both the same thing, mm-hmm. because we end up in ignorance. We don't know what gravity is. We have theories about light, but they're only theories, which are being revised. Even Mr. Einstein is coming under scrutiny again in the last few years with mm-hmm. some of his theories. These will be revised and changed in the next 100 years, and again 100,000 years from now. Mm-hmm. The important thing is we should gather as much data as we can, as many facts as we need, and on these base our theories, which help us to survive. And where the mystery begins, theology takes over. So it's two halves of the same coin. We have to think about the unthinkable, which is what religion does, yes. and science does too at times, trying to figure out what in heck's going on. You know, how did we get here? Where did we come from? Where are we going? We don't have the answers, and we never will have them. So we make do with theory and with theology. And with the two of them as tools, one to work with the basic facts, one to take up where the mystery begins, we'll make do and go on into the future and live for 3 billion years in space, not just here, but on out to the stars. That's what space travel is all about.